Welcome to Open Mic on KKRN, listener-supported community radio. I'm Mike McNamara. I'll be your host for the next hour. Thanks for tuning in. So I've got a special show for you this week. About 2 weeks ago, last month, I interviewed Rich Krueger, who is a singer-songwriter, musical artist from Chicago. And Rich was kind enough to come into our downtown Reading studio and give us some of his time, and I think it turned out to be a great interview. He actually played four songs, which are songs off his new album. It's available. During the interview, we'll explain it, but it's available digitally right now, some of it online, but it'll be available in hard copy later this month, so that this will come out in the interview. And so I explain kind of Rich's background, and we talk about his musical history, and we also talk about his experience at the Kerrville Folk Festival. He was a finalist in the New Folk Competition last year, and I saw him there, and that's quite an honor, and he'll talk about that too, talk a little bit about Kerrville. And so, but I think it was a great, great interview, and let's just get started. Look forward to hearing Rich's music. Also wanted to let you know, before we get started, Rich is going to be in town. I think he might be in town right now. And he's playing tomorrow night at Armando's Gallery in Reading, along with Hal Johnson, our very own Hal Johnson, that hosts a lot of the open mics. So Hal and Rich Krueger are going to be playing Armando's Gallery in downtown Reading. That show starts at 7. So if you get a chance, go down and check that out. So let's get started here with an interview with Rich Krueger. Rich Krueger, welcome to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here. For the listener audience, I wanted to let everyone know that Rich Krueger is a musical artist from Chicago. He's here in Reading, all the way out from Chicago. And I think he's doing a work gig and fitting in some music at the same time. And by way of background, Rich has a new album out. It's a project that's going to be called Life Ain't That Long. In fact, I think it's available. I'll let Rich tell you more about that. But I've already had the opportunity to check it out, and it's just a great album. Really eclectic. It's just I'm hearing all kinds of folk and Americana and soul and gospel, and maybe even a little bit of punk rock thrown in there. Really a cool CD, and he's got some great players playing with him too. So I think Rich is going to be kind enough to play some songs off that project. So maybe you can tell us a little more, Rich, how that project came about.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike. First of all, I really appreciate it, and it's great to be on KKRN. I really appreciate that, the opportunity. The album came about, there were a lot of different things that led to it happening. The first one was that I've been wanting to make a real record forever. And the kindling event was one of my pals from the open mic. It's kind of interesting that the show's called Open Mic. I spend a lot of time at open mics. And one of my friends was involved with a play and liked one of my songs and wanted the song in the play. So that was the impetus to go to the studio and record it. And that's where the project began. And, and then we just sort of went on from there and there wasn't an initial plan. We just started to record songs until we got a mess of songs, a hat full of deplorables. And then it turned out to be too many songs for one record, so we decided to make two. And so we've made the first one now. And kind of put the songs together that made the most sense with that. The other album's about a quarter done. That one will be a little folkier, probably, but who knows where the things will lead us. And this one turned out to be very eclectic. And then, the second goal for the record was to, in addition to making a real record, make it sound like a real record, to play with friends. And everybody on the record is a good friend or a friend of a friend. And some great players. I'm the worst musician on the record, that's by far. But there's some really great people on there. And then we wanted to make it sound as good as possible, so we got some good people involved in mixing it and mastering the record. And now we're in the stage of trying to get people to listen to it and get in front of them. And so this is a great opportunity to come here and do that. And if they dig the record, that's great. If they don't, that's fine too. But at least they'll have heard it. And we've had some, you know, the record, when you're talking about coming out, it's available right now from me at shows, or if you ask. And it'll come out officially on Friday, January 26th, and the record releases in Chicago on the 27th. We do have two singles out, though, now that are available digitally in all the places you might find songs digitally. And we also, when we began this project, and that's sort of one of the coincidences we have, in addition, Mike, is I was fortunate enough to be in part of the Kerrville's New Folk contest, which is something that I've been wanting to do for 30 years. And I'd enter many times and never got in. Somehow they lowered their standards enough to include me this year. And if you don't know about that contest, it was started by Peter Yarrow back in the 70s. Lots and lots of great people, very much more famous people than I have been in that contest, like Lyle Lovett, Nancy Griffith, Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle. And just like them, I didn't win. And so I'm in good company, I feel. But it was a thrill. It was a thrill. And because we were making the record at that time and that happened, we put together a pre-release EP, which we called Overpass, which came out in May just before the festival, sort of geared towards Kerrville. That's available online and both for sale through CD Baby and digitally. Two of the songs on that record are on the new record with much better mixes, much more complete. And the other two songs will be on the next record, also with better mixes and more complete. And then there's a song that won't be on any of them, which is a sort of an add-on, a song that I wrote on my first trip to Kerrville in 1991. They have a songwriter school, and I went to that. And this was the song that came out of that for me. So it kind of fit with the Kerrville theme. So that's sort of where the whole genesis of this project or projects has come from.
Yeah, and I might mention I went on iTunes and you can pre-order Life Ain't That Long on iTunes right now.
So yeah, you can pre-order.
There's a number of single cuts on there, including, I believe, Rich Kerrville.
That's on the Overpass EP, and yeah, that's available. The Kerrville song is there.
And that's a great song to give you some impressions of what it's like to go to Kerrville. And small world that it is, I went to Kerrville May, this very last May, for the first time, and got to see Rich perform, which was a big thrill. And he's being really humble, I've got to tell the audience, because being a winner at Kerrville is huge, very prestigious. And like Rich said, just some outstanding artists have been in that category, and it really launched their careers. Sean Colvin's another one, and
yeah,
I believe
true.
Lucinda Williams, too, was there.
Lucinda
so
Williams, yeah.
Pretty huge. So my hat's off to Rich. Well, Rich, you want to play one? You up for
sure.
Starting
I'll
off
play
with one?
Let me do the opening song from the record called A Stupid Broken Heart. And stupid, of course, is spelled properly, S-T-O-O-P-I-D. They don't pass me by when a perfect stranger doesn't tell me that I remind them of someone that they once loved or knew that died. I smile back at them as if to say, well, thank you, cause it's good having been seen for having tried. Like you, I am here to raise a glass to my lonely foolish dreams. That cup spills over sometimes when the trouble starts to swell. No right and mighty, no one wants to break down to a stranger. So that's why God made bars, girl bar singers, and one night she motels.
You look like you're drunk enough, you might understand me. Let me pull on your coat of wine till the night tears us apart. There ain't nobody sober that's going to talk to me tonight, 'cause they've all heard this one already about me and the girl bar singer and a stupid broken heart. That's why I came here, though I know I won't admit it. At least not before I've had a few, more than a few. I'm staring up at the stage and wondering when she will get started. A few more and every song she sings will be about me too. She sings about loneliness like it was something she invented. I was just kicking at my head from the inside. She shatters my illusions that I just one day might be happy. And she leaves smiling before I can drink up all I can't hide. But friend, if you're really my friend, you'd think you'd tell me. But I'm too drunk to listen. And the nights tear me apart. There ain't nobody sober that's going to talk to me tonight, 'cause they have all heard this one already about me and that girl bar singer and a stupid broken heart. Oh.
That was Rich Krueger on KKRN Community Radio doing A Stupid Broken Heart. And I want you to know that's stupid with two O's, as Rich mentioned. So when you go in to get that song, make sure you know how to spell it. That's a great, great song, Rich.
Thank you very much.
Sounds really good. So as I mentioned at the start of the program, Rich, I hear a lot of influences in your music. And I did notice on your bio that you played in a band for 30-some-odd years.
Felt like that.
I believe they're called the Dysfunctionals, not the Dysfunctionals.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it'd be funny if it wasn't true.
So tell us a little bit about that experience and how that evolved.
Well, it's funny. It all comes around full circle. That sort of also came out of Kerrville, because on my first trip there in 1991, where I met some of my best friends to this day, I was getting some nice, people were responding to the songs that I was singing, which was exciting to me, because, you know, I was new at this and didn't know much, wet behind the ears. And, but what everybody was asking me is, do you have a tape? Because that was the medium of exchange at that time. It was the CDs existed, but nobody could make a CD. That was, you know, people would make a tape, you know, and I didn't have a tape, so I decided I was going to go home and make a tape, and pulled in some friends again, and made a really long tape called Tell Me a Story, and out of that, the people that I brought into the group, we sort of formed a band, and we started playing at bars in Chicago. And kind of had a residency at one of the bars in a neighborhood called Bucktown in Chicago. And we ended up doing some pretty cool stuff. And finally, we played in New York about four times. And we played the Bottom Line twice as the headliner. And pretty exciting. We also made very close friends with one of our big influences, which is Peter Stanfill of the Holy Modal Rounders. For those of you who might know the Holy Modal Rounders, Peter's kind of like my second father. And we met sort of in the mid-90s. I looked him up in the phone book when I was in New York, and there he was. And called him up, and he didn't hang up on me. And in fact, he invited me over to the house, which made his wife really angry. So he's thinking that you're inviting a Rounder fan over to the house. He's going to throw up on the rugs. And they have nice rugs. And but I didn't. And then he found out that I was a doctor, and he calls over to his wife. Hey, Betsy, he's a doctor. It's okay. But we did some recording with him too, and he's just a wonderful guy. I just saw him about a month ago when we came to New York. He played with us at the Sidewalk Cafe in Manhattan, and then we did a crazy thing the next day, recording in what was could only be described as a crack house on the skids, not a real high end crack house, a much lower end crack house, which was outfitted as a studio, where he did some recording of stuff that. The FCC won't allow being played on the air. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, the Holy Modal Rounders, they're legendary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have a lot, you know, the one song that people know from Dr. Demento is Boobs a Lot. I think you can say that on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then Sam Shepard, the playwright and actor, was the drummer when they went electric and had a song, An Easy Rider. And, yeah, wonderful. Check them out. If you ever get a chance to listen to the record Have Moisey, which is actually not technically the Holy Modal Rounders, but the Unholy Modal Rounders, and there's a story there too. The review in the Village Voice was only three words, only two of which I can repeat on the air, but a F masterpiece. That was the whole review of that record, so I recommend it strongly. It came out on Rounder Records, if you're a folk music fan. They took their name from the Rounders.
Absolutely, yeah. So, so even back then, Rich, with the Dysfunctionals, you were doing the songwriting.
I started writing songs. Just after college, and I was doing a lot of different kinds of art things, trying to find a medium. I always loved songs, and my friends had this improvisational comedy troupe called Cardiff Giant. And they did a cabaret once a week at the local bar on campus, and they had opening acts, and I desperately wanted to open for my friends, but they were kind of snooty at the time, and you had to have original material, so I had to generate original material to open for them. They did some very marvelous things too. A lot of them went out to Annoyance Theater and Second City, and two of them were the authors of the musical the Urinetown the Musical, which won three Tonys. So pretty amazing stuff. I'm a lucky guy. I've got some really very interesting friends.
Yeah, great memories, I'm sure. So, you up for playing another one?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to play another song.
I'd love to hear your music, yeah.
So I'm going to do a song kind of in the same vein of the last one. This is the song that got me into the Kerrville Folk Festival songwriting contest this year. This was the first one I did.
She walked in, she looked around. She picked me out and she spun me round. She said, kiss me now, boy, but don't ever take your eyes off me. To this day, I'm sure the story's even true. Tell me, does this kind of stuff ever happen to you? It ain't ever happened to me before in my whole damn life. Maybe, well, maybe she's just real drunk. I couldn't tell you. Me, I'd rather take what comes than try to tell a river which way to run. Cause there's only one fact that I've hewn hard from my long life, and that's that life, well, it ain't that long. Well, if she had a nickel, her soul was told for every one-night wonder with a heart of gold and a name for his penis that no thinking person would ever even name a dog, then she might have had time for nights of finer things. She might have even stayed home past age 13. When with her father's long coat and his cigarette, she hopped a freight for Tennessee. Maybe, well, maybe she's just crazy. Sometimes she's just hurt, but who needs a stranger's tears? strangers more use for vodka and beer. You're never gonna make me believe it's a sin. You want a warmer place to sleep, even if just like life, he ain't that long. Some folks, they got names for women like her, and she knows the places those kind of folks can go. Small-minded kind who like to pass judgments, they can all kiss her butt, kiss the butt of the woman who should have been president. There ought to be a law against stupid. For a couple go rounds, as if two lost could ever make a found. We were huffing, honing in and out for 2 years that I will never see again. That I could complain out loud how my life's unwound, but that's just the way that some lives are bound. And though you can't step into the same river twice, don't mean you're ever gonna quit trying. And maybe, well, maybe life is just meant to be crazy and sad and strange. Messed up, poorly planned, and the only one you're ever gonna have. But sometimes, and sometimes I get a little lucky, and something comes along like a short song about life. Now life ain't that long. Like a short one on life. How life ain't that long. Like a short one on life. How life ain't that long.
Yeah, that was Rich Krueger doing A Short One on Life from his new album, Life Ain't That Long.
It ain't.
And just to remind, yeah, it ain't. Just to remind everybody, Life Ain't That Long is already out. You can get it in digital form. Chime in here, Rich. You got on CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify, all the usual
all
places.
All the usual
Amazon.
Places you can find it. It's got two singles out, or you can pre-order the main one, and then the record physically comes out. End of January, or you can buy a copy if you come to a show.
Yeah, so the CD will be available for sale January 26th.
Keep your eyes on
that date. So that, as I mentioned at the start, it's a really eclectic project album, and Rich is also a very good piano player. He plays piano. In fact, when I saw him at Kerrville, I think he played at least one of the songs.
Yeah, one of the piano. Songs. It's yeah. A song called What We Are.
Yeah.
Which is I think it's a pretty good song, and it's got a great arrangement on the record.
And I'm hearing some soul and some gospel. There was one, I've been a big Ray Charles fan forever.
I love Ray Charles.
And hearing some Ray Charles feel the
definitely,
couple
definitely.
Of songs. Yeah.
Yeah, there was one song called What Is It That You Want? Which was inspired by the loss of two friends who were a couple named Dionizo and Marco Zaz. And they both died within about 2 years of each other of medical problems. And I knew them from Chicago, but at the time they were sick, they lived in New Mexico, and I also lived in New Mexico. So we got to spend some time together, both at their house and in the hospital. And one of the things that Marco told me just about a week before Diane died was what their goals were, you know, what they were trying to accomplish. And he said something, we're hoping to get one more year. And she died the next week. And that sort of stuck with me. And it fits with the album title, Life Ain't That Long, because it ain't that long. And the song What Is It That You Want is sort of an admonition to myself or to anyone who's listening. Is that figure out what you want. Find out what you want to do and try to pursue it as best you can. And so, yeah, and that's very much based on Ray Charles. I think the song is, I want to say it's Marie, but Maria, I might get the name wrong. But it also was inspired by the James Brown song Down and Out in New York City. We got a great horn section on that. And so, yeah, there's a lot of great players on this record. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, some really good fiddle and pedal steel, some real nice pedal steel.
Oh, Brian Wilkie is playing pedal steel. He plays with everybody. He plays a lot with Robbie Folks, who's a friend of mine in Chicago, and a lot of other players. And a fiddle player is a guy named Scott Daniel, who is 24 and is a virtuoso. He just happened to be in the neighborhood and came by and did the stuff. He's great. I want to say kid, but yeah, he's a kid. I'm older than he is. He's a kid. But great, amazing, amazing fiddle player.
Yeah, it really is a great album. You need to check it out. So, Rich, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about Kerrville. I'm fascinated with Kerrville.
Sure.
For the listening audience, again, it's a huge tradition. A lot of great artists have played there, too, because they have concerts in addition to the new folk competition, and then lots of jamming and stuff going on at night. And I was just going to ask Rich if maybe he could think of maybe one story, I'm sure there's a lot, but that he could share with us on the air that would maybe paint a little bit of a picture. The festival actually goes on for 18 days. I mean, there's just so much going on.
It's an amazing thing. If you're interested in songs, there's a lot of folk festivals, a lot of good folk festivals. What's interesting about Kerrville is I think the focus is about songs and songwriters. And I think that part of that was based on New Folk and Peter Yarrow's involvement, who, in addition to being Peter Palmieri, a lot of people don't quite know that he's really quite an accomplished songwriter or even a pop songwriter. He wrote the song Torn Between Two Lovers, of all the songs you'd think of, you don't think of that as a Peter, Paul, and Mary song, but that was Peter Yarrow's song. And probably the strangest story is and the different campfires or groups have nicknames. Like Camp Coho, which was sort of based on people out of Seattle. One of the older ones is called Camp Cuisine, and it's called Camp Cuisine because there's the people that host it bring a whole kitchen and an oven into the woods to cook for the people at the campsite. It's really remarkable, and they've got a campfire which has kind of got a reputation, hosted by a guy named Mike Williams, who's kind of got a reputation. And so one of my early times at Kerrville, I came down with my friend named Oliver Steck. Oliver is a multi-instrumentalist, was a member of the Dysfunctionals at the time. He now plays with the Bob Snyder Band. He's on the road with them. And he was actually just voted best keyboard player in Austin, which is quite an accomplishment. To which, when he accepted the award, he said, "I only have one question. What's wrong with you people?" That's Oliver in spades. So we did a song that it's just sort of spontaneously at Camp Cuisine when it was sort of starting up, which was a number we called Bulgar Wheat, which was basically kind of a klezmer number where during the end of the B section, I would scream at the top of my lungs and it would get faster and it was quite entertaining. So we did that and that went fine. And then Oliver just started to be Oliver and just extemporized on the accordion. And Mike Williams kept going, "Stop, stop." And after a while, he just picked up a tomato from a table and just whipped it at him, hit him right in the middle of his accordion. The word of that got around the campsite and the whole campground that evening and the next day. And then finally at night, Oliver turned up with his accordion at one of the sites with about 300 people all armed with tomatoes to teach Mike a lesson. And Kerrville is full of stories like that. But the thing that keeps me coming back, in addition to my friends, which, Trout Fishing in America, Emily Cates, Hugh Blumenfeld, Andrew Calhoun, the list goes on and on of people that I'm very close with who I met or got involved with at Kerrville. You will hear songs both around on the stage, but even much more so, I think, around campfires at night, which will, if you're into songs, will blow your mind. It's like things you've never imagined before. a guy named Rory. I remember one of the first times I was down there, a guy named Rory McLeod, who was from England. Who I think, I'm not sure if he still lives in England or Australia or where on earth he is now. But he did this song about a family of circus performers. Like Daddy Threw Knives and Mummy was the target. I mean, it was just amazing stuff, just mind-blowing stuff. And if you're into songs, you really should go down there. And if you're a songwriter, you should try to get in new folk, because one will help build your reputation, but it's exciting. It's very exciting.
And I think that the process is you submit songs, recordings, yes. And then they judge
right.
you
initially. That's exactly. Yeah, it used to be you would send a cassette tape. And with two songs, you have to have two songs, and you'd record the song, and then you had to cue it up, get rid of the lead on the cassette, so that there was no lead on the cassette. That was important, and so that the guy, it was one person, his name was Rod Kennedy, who founded the festival with Peter Yarrow, and he would, one weekend, would just sit down with all these tapes and put them in, and using the adage, you don't have to eat the whole egg to know it's rotten. He would play it as far and as long until he couldn't stand it anymore, and then it would stop. And they'd send your tape back, so you could tell exactly how far into the tape he listened. If it stops like after 10 seconds, you know he never listened to the thing. If he listens, if you got all the way to the end, then you know at least he listened to the songs. Now you send MP3s. Yeah, I guess you can send a CD. It's open. The contest is already open, and they're accepting till like the end of February for the 2018 contest. And it has to be a song. It has to be two songs that were written by the performer, and on the recording, and that have to be new. They have to be written within the last 2 years. And they're kind of sticklers about that. There's people that have cheated on that point and gotten caught. It's just a wonderful event. I got to do it with like three or four of my friends this year who are also in the contest, and so it was just wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
And for anybody that's interested, it runs kind of right at the end of May. I think
it starts the Thursday before Memorial Day, and I think the week before that is what they call the land rush, which is when all the RVs come in there and park on the ranch and occupy their space, And then it's about 10 miles outside of the town of Kerrville, which is sort of situated, kind of triangulated with San Antonio and Austin in the Texas Hill Country. And so there's land rush, and then on Thursday the concert starts, and it goes through the Memorial Day weekend, which is when the contest is, and then two more weekends.
And once again, Rich was a winner at the last one, the 2017 Kerrville Music Folk Festival, the New Folk Competition, which is a huge honor, really.
Well, I was a finalist. I was a finalist. So, I mean, and they always make the argument that everybody in it's a winner. I think that's true, because there were like 800 people selected and who entered, and only 32 get picked. And the advantage of not winning is that you're in the group with some of the famous people who never won. Other people who enter never got in. Richard Chanel never got in. Michelle Schacht, who never got in, who got famous because of Kerrville, because somebody recorded her on a little cassette tape player up on Chapel Hill in the middle of the night, and then took it back to England and released it as her first record. So, you know, amazing things can happen there.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, just the folks I listen to, like Rich, I'm thinking, how do these judges decide?
You know, they got a point system. It's a little bit of a mystery to me. I don't know how they do it, you know. Yeah. But it was a good group of people. Dan Navarro was one of the judges last year. He's of Loan and Navarro, and he's a really nice guy. Yeah. And a couple other people whose name evades me now.
So, Rich, you up for playing another one?
I'd love to play another one.
Great, that's great.
This is also on the record. This is technically the hidden bonus track on the record, and it's one of the singles that got released.
And it's actually a really early song of mine.
It's a holiday song, or maybe even better, a song for after the holidays, called It's That Time Again. And it's pretty exciting to us, because we're getting played, actually, all over the world with this one. They're playing it in India. They're playing it in Dublin. And so hopefully the song will leave home early and write home often. Okay, so this is called It's That Time Again. It doesn't seem very long ago. Outside of the church, I watched parked cars disappear under Christmas snow. It was about 11 and the service was about to start. I could have stood there all night, but I was only 7, so I went in and played my part. I guess it's the cold that I like the most. The Christ, if he were here, he'd probably spend his birthday on the Gulf Coast. Drive along the water and watch the sea oats sway. Have a few beers, then stroll out to the Gulf. Probably fish all day. It's that time again. 'Tis the season for shopping and cartoons and a little goodwill to men. After giving Dad that perfect Christmas tie, after all of the parties, after all of the clothing drives, once the New Year's resolutions get tossed like empty bottles of champagne, then it's back to the routine, and thank God everything is back the same. We seem strangely blessed once all the lights are up. Charity may begin at home, but always seems to end on Christmas Day. So shepherds tend their flocks by night. It's late, they're cold, they're more than a little tight. One says to the other, man, is that some kind of star? Probably just another passing car. And it's that time again. Sometimes among the voices of angels, you can hear the voices of men. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Nice, Rich. That was Rich Krueger on KKRN doing It's That Time Again, which happens to be the bonus track, I believe.
Yeah, it's the bonus track, and it's out there on various places online. Now, you can get that one already.
I think you did that one at the open mic.
I did that one on the open mic the last time.
I really
time.
Like that song.
Yeah. It's you know, you get to do that one time a year, right?
Yeah.
You get to do it this time of year. I usually do it with my friend David Massengill's song, Jesus the Fugitive Prince, which is a wonderful Christmas song. He wrote if you know the group The Roaches.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sisters. Yeah,
the sisters. David was real good friends with them, and Jack Hardy as well. They were all close friends. And the Roaches would do a Christmas show every year at the Bottom Line, and they would invite their friends to write a Christmas song, and that was David's contribution that year for them, and stopped the house, and just brought the house down with his song. So I highly recommend looking for that. David Massengill out of New York City with his song Jesus the Fugitive Prince, about Jesus being locked up in an asylum and then escaping.
Good stuff. So you have time to do one more?
I'd love to do one
more.
Yeah,
I was just going to ask you a little bit. What are your plans? You just mentioned you're going to be back in Reading.
Yeah, I'll be back in Reading. I'm here for this week, which is the week right before Christmas. And I'll be back in the first week of January, and then I'm back again in February at some point. And then it's usually about 1 week a month, and then it'll be based on their needs. I like doing this road work, not just because it's lucrative, but things change fast, and it's good to have other irons in the fire. And also, if I'm working at other places and they like me, and they won't, if I get invited back, they must like me, because they won't hire somebody, they won't bring anybody back that they don't trust. So that's good. So it's a barometer on if I'm doing all right. And I like to see how other things are done. And then when I go places, I meet musicians like yourself, like Hal Johnson here. And made big inroads in Tulsa. I worked there for about 5 years, two or three times a year, and got very close with the whole Tulsa music scene. If you ever get to Tulsa, man, the musicians are fantastic, really high levels. A lot of them play on this record with me, and I kind of have a reputation down there as the Okie from Shakoki.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, so what I wanted to mention is, Rich, in addition to being a musician and coming out with new albums, and he's a physician.
Yes, so I am. It's an interesting straight gig.
Yeah.
That beats waiting tables.
And I probably don't even know how to pronounce it, but he's a neonatologist.
Perfect. Perfectly
okay,
pronounced.
Worked out on that one.
It's a doctor. It's a subspecialty of pediatrics. I take care of sick newborn babies. Yeah. So if they're sick because they're premature, or they're sick for some other reason. Most people don't. 10 to 15% of all babies need some extra care at birth, and that's no different than any other century. The difference now is that at least 9 times out of 10 or more, we know what we're doing, and they just do fine.
Yeah. And bottom line here is Rich Krueger's got a big heart. You tell it in his music. writes a lot about disadvantaged people and underprivileged, and he's a doctor of babies to boot. So wonderful stuff, Rich. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So if you got time for one more, we'd love to hear you do one more show.
Let me do. This is an under. This is a song that's on the Overpass record, the Overpass EP. We'll be on the next record. On the version on the record, my friend John Fulbright from Tulsa plays accordion, and my friend Jay Ansel, who plays a lot with Ann Hills. Jay and I went to high school together in Philadelphia, outside of Philly, and he plays harp, Celtic harp, and Celtic fiddle on it. And so we're going to do, this is a time when I was kind of in between jobs. It's 2008. A lot of people were in between jobs in 2008. And so I was supposed to start a job down in Fresno, California. And I was in New Mexico at the time. And they were in the New York Times, they published pictures of what they called the new Hoovervilles. And when I think of Hoovervilles from the Great Depression, I think of sepia-tone photographs of old tin shacks, that sort of thing. But here they were brightly colored photographs of people in basically new Eureka tents. And I was thinking, well, where would they get these new Eureka tents? And I really thought, well, they'd get them at Walmart because they'd be cheaper. And that led me to read about Sam Walton, who founded Walmart, and found out he was from Oklahoma. He's from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. And that made me think of Huey Long, the Kingfish from Louisiana, and read a lot about Huey. And if you wanted to pick two individuals who have very, very different views of capitalism, you'd pick those two. Because you got with Huey, it's like share the wealth. And Sam Walton is don't share nothing, but sell it cheaper. And so all this kind of went in the hopper and came out with a song called In Between Kingfish. Thank you.
Kingfisher Sam M. Walton will splain you from his grave just why he can't be undersold. He's where I brought this brand new tent. It'd run me less than a month's rent, even less than that monthly mortgage I used to owe. That was before the paper was worth more than the house, and the bank said go. Still winter in Fresno, we'll meet up again until sometime late Halloween. And by then who knows how bad things just might be. But for now, like all these other families in all these other tents, I just got kind of caught up a little in between. A little in between. Well, folks say that California's Garden of Eden, Abe's nature boys. They're as clever as their tans and beach stone to a man. But here in this inland no town, where lives remain about as easy as falling neath a train. And our governor closed New Jack City but said we can all move on up to his state fair. So the state cops can watch us closer there. And summer in Sacramento will make you drier than a stone. 200 miles north of all you had and all you'd known. And now you're strung out like a wire hung from where your future was to wherever the hell your future's gone. And you're left hanging in between and on your own. Forgotten and alone. Kingfish, UEP Long, sang there's enough for folks to share. And if y'all work hard, well, you can even be a millionaire. They called him a demagogue, a Bolshevik, a cracker, and a clown. He sang, every man a king, but no man wears a crown. He built bridges and highways and the hospital at LSU. That was until the doctor shot him in 1935 and he bled to death at the age of 42. Woody Guthrie and FDR sit with Sam and Huey in an abandoned car behind a vacant Walmart in a town like them that's died. Huey strums Woodrow's guitar, sings a song for working folks with kids. They gotta live in their cars. Franklin whispers sweetly, you know, Sam, in this light, you look just like Eleanor. And Kingfisher Sam M. Walton, you can't recall just what the hell his whole life was for. Though he's sure it was gold, or maybe it was green. Maybe something in between.
Wow, powerful stuff. That was great, Rich. Rich Krueger on KKRN Community Radio doing a song called In Between Kingfish. Great lyrics on that
Thank
one,
you.
Yeah. So, Rich, thanks again for being on Open Mic.
Thanks
I really
so much
appreciate
for inviting
it.
Mike, it was great to meet you. Another curvert,
yeah,
as we call ourselves.
Yeah, curverts.
And hope to see you down there at the festival this year. I'm going to be there come hell or high water.
Yeah,
somehow
me too.
I got to make it down there.
I'm hooked now.
It's that kind of a thing, you know. If it's what you're into, you know, it's like a drug. It's like a good drug. There's good drugs and there's bad drugs, like country music. It's the same with open mics, which is the title of your show, right?
Yeah.
It's like definitely an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. I love open mics. My wife can't stand open mics, but you can understand why. But any good open mic. And this includes the one that Hal runs and Steve, Harmonica Steve run, those couple they run. It has a good mix of three groups of people. You need to have old farts like me who've been playing for a long time playing songs. Then you need some young 20-somethings who are just starting out. And then the mentally ill. So you have to have a good combination of all three of those to really make a fascinating open mic. And for me, they're about magic, you know. Not every open mic, but every good open mic often will something will just amaze you through the course of the evening, and so I love being at them.
Yeah,
it's my bowling. Those are my bowling nights as a doctor. I go to the open mics.
Well, we look forward to seeing you at more open mics in Kerrville and beyond. So
thank you so much.
And congratulations on your new album and being a winner down at.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Kerrville Folk Festival.
And thank you so much for your support on KKR. And if you like the music, call in and tell the DJs to play it.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
My pleasure.
You tuned in to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Radio. So that was... that was my interview with Rich Krueger last month. And thanks again to Rich for coming into our studio and doing the interview. And just want to let you know again that Rich is playing tomorrow night at Armando's Gallery in Reading, along with Hal Johnson. That starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday night, Armando's Gallery. Check it out. Also wanted to mention real quick that there's a write-up in the music journal No Depression about Rich's new album, Life Ain't That Long, and it's a really, really good write-up. You may want to check that out. Came out December 28th, 2017. So thanks again to Rich. Okay, well, getting close to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that we are supported by listeners like you. And brought to you by volunteers from the community. So we depend on you, and we're hoping you want to become a part of our family to keep this great programming on. So to become a listener supporter, you can go to our website, which is kkrn.org, and click on the donate button or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or you can call 530-337-1885 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or just to learn more about us. Or I'd love it if you listen to Open Mic and you got some music you want to hear or you just want to say hi, you can call that number and I'll get back to you. So I'd love to hear from you. So once again, thanks for listening to Open Mic. I want to let you know that coming up next on KKRN is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with the Hermit. So that's a great show. So stay tuned for that one on your local community radio. Okay, well, I'm going to take you out with a song. I've been wanting to actually play this on the show. I love this song. It's an artist named Alexi Murdoch. He's from England, and it's a song called Orange Sky off his Time Without Consequence album. So I'm gonna finish out the show with Alexi Murdoch.
not a dreamer, stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dreamer, stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, you know. It's a long road we've been walking on. Yes it is, you know. Brother, it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Beneath an orange sky. With my sister standing by. With my sister standing by. I said, here is what I know now, sister. Here is what I know now. Your love, my salvation lies in your love. My salvation lies in your love. My salvation lies in your love, in your love, in your mind is too strong to carry on. Too strong to carry on. But when I'm alone, when I've thrown off the weight of this crazy stone, when I've lost all care for the things I own, that's when I miss you. That's when I miss you, you who are my own. You are my home now. Here is what I know now, brother. Here is what I know now, sister. Goes like, in your love, my salvation lies in your love. 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 In your love, in your love.
KKRN Bella Vista in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM.
Programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by Bernie Disposal. Bernie Disposal has been a supporter of free speech and a healthy, informed community since 1977. They are your community resource for all recycling and refuse information.